Thank you. Good evening. This is Nancy Sword and Chair of the Pacifica National Board. This is April 4th, right? April 4th, 2019, and it is 8:43 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm calling the Pacifica National Board meeting to order. Special meeting tonight. Mr. Secretary, would you please take the roll?
Okay, and sounds like somebody has wind blowing on their microphone, so if you could mute yourself, that would be helpful. Grace Aaron, listener representative, KPFK?
Here.
Grace is here, thank you. Gary Bost, affiliate representative of Cerebral Radio?
Yeah.
Gary is here. Adriana Casanave, listener representative, KPFT?
I'm here. Present.
Adriana is here. Robin Collier, affiliate representative, KCEI?
Robin is here.
Robin's here. Chris Corey, listener representative, KPFA?
Chris Corey is here.
Chris is here. Bill Crozier, listener representative, KPFT, is here. Joseph Davis, staff representative, KPFT? Can't hear you, Joseph. Catherine Davis, staff representative, WBAI?
I'm here.
Catherine's here. Benito Diaz, listener representative, WPFW?
Present.
Benito is here. Jan Goodman, listener representative, KPFK?
Here.
Jan is here. William Heerwagon, listener representative, WBAI?
Present.
William's here. Sabrina Jacobs, staff representative, KPFA?
Here.
Sabrina's here. Dwayne Lark, listener representative, KPFT? Can't hear you, Dwayne. Ken Laufer, listener representative, WBAI?
Here.
Hey, Ken is here. Tony Leon, staff representative, WPFW? Can't hear you, Tony. Mansoor Sabah, listener representative, KPFK?
Hazar.
Mansoor is here. Nancy Sorden, listener representative, WPFW?
Here.
Nancy's here. Alex Steinberg, listener representative, WBAI?
Present.
Alex is here. Carol Travis, listener representative, KPFA?
Here.
Carol's here. Tom Voorhees, listener representative, KPFA?
Tom is here.
Okay, Tom is here. Muscula Washington, listener representative, WPFW?
Here.
Muscula's here. Maxie Jackson III, our executive director?
Present.
Maxie's here. John Tim, our parliamentarian?
I'm here.
Can't hear you, Max. Oh, okay. Maxie's here. I mean, John's here. Thank you. Larry Denkner, our interim CFO? Can't hear you, Larry. And going back, I didn't hear from Joseph Davis or Dwayne Lark or Tony Leon. Are any of you here? Let me count. Yeah, I count 18 directors present, so we have quorum, Madam Chair.
All right, thank you.
Adriana Casanave?
Yes, Adriana. Yes. Go ahead.
Madam Chair, you know that I was removed from the illegally from one of the employees from Otis from the list, the PMB list, since April 1st or April 2nd, and I don't have any of the emails of the PMB, not even the agenda, not the meetings, the minutes, anything. And some people that were elected but are not directors are in the PMB list and are receiving confidential information that they are not entitled to till they are seated on the board. I don't know how that will be solved. You asked all this a few minutes ago to send me all those emails. She didn't. I don't have any of the information on the PMB. I don't know how that will be solved, and I'm asking Maxie to make an investigation of what exactly happened and how could that be that employees do these kind of things. Okay?
Well, I think they should have known better than to do that. That's all I can – I mean, that's –
That's, I think that that's what I would say to Maxie, because they should have known better. But I asked...
They being the directors?
Whoever took Adriana off the list and put the new board members on the list, because the new board members should not be on the list until they are seated. They shouldn't be on the beginning stuff until they're actually seated, unless we send them particularly, information. This is being handled by getting you back on already. I've already requested that you be put back on and that you be sent the emails. Bill, could you please send Adriana the agenda for tonight and the minutes that you sent, the both agendas for tonight? And if anyone forwarded minutes, motions, please forward those to Adriana immediately so that she's up to date with what we're doing tonight. Thank you.
And when I saw the agenda, Madam Chair, I sent just a few minutes ago, I sent some motions that should be part of the agenda. Okay? Thank you.
So did you sent a motion? All right, I'm seeing.
Come on. I'm seeing
that that your email is coming to the PMB. Right. Yeah. Okay, so you're on the list now. So. Okay.
No, I'm not on the list. I'm writing to the PMB, Madam Chair.
You would not be able to write to the PMB. Oh, yes, you would if you weren't on the list. All right.
Yes. I want to be sure that I'm receiving the email. That's it.
All right. Otis, are you still on the call?
Yes.
And okay. Is Adriana back on the PMB list yet?
Yeah, all the lists have been restored.
Okay. I'll do a test.
All the lists have been restored. All the lists were empty.
Okay, I'm sending the PNB a test email. Adriana, you should get it. Could you please verify that you're getting it?
I would check.
Okay. All right. That's fine. We've dealt with this now. Let me know if you don't get it in the next 5 minutes. And I'm moving on now to
I'm asking a different question. I want to be sure that they are not directors are removed from that list. Not only that I'm back in the list, that the people that shouldn't be there are not there. I want to have that because we know that it's confidential information that people shouldn't receive when they are not directors. I want to have that assurance.
Yeah, they have been removed.
Thank you, Otis. All right, thank you. All right, on to excused absences. Did we have any requests for excused absences tonight?
Bill for the stack.
Yes, Bill.
I move that we excuse everybody who missed the March 21st and March 28th meetings. There was a lot of confusion over who had actually requested an excused absence versus who just emailed us to say they couldn't be there. So I'm
going to seconds.
We don't actually need to excuse anyone because we didn't have any meetings. So they didn't miss a meeting.
Maybe you could ask our parliamentarian. I thought we needed to. There wasn't any point in county checking roll otherwise. So we need to.
The point of checking roll is to show to the public on the stream that we do not have quorum. We do have quorum. That's why we do that publicly.
Could you ask our parliamentarian, please?
Well, he said so on the meeting, at the last meeting. John, could you weigh in on this? That's what I thought he told us.
Yeah, the purpose of calling a meeting to order when you don't have a quorum is so that the public can know, first of all, that the meeting was called to order properly, that you did call the roll, number two, and the public can also see the people who were present and deduce those who were absent. And I agree with the chair that there is no need to excuse absences for the two meetings that were adjourned because of a lack of a quorum. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I remember him saying that because I was wondering the same thing myself, Bill, when at that first meeting that we didn't get quorum. Okay, but thanks for checking. Okay, what about tonight? We don't have any requests for excused absences tonight, right? So, let's go on to timekeepers.
Dwayne's on the call. Request Steve. No, I just wanted to be acknowledged to be on the call
okay.
And to be Mark present.
Oh, okay. Great.
Okay.
Mansoor, you're going to be timekeeper for tonight?
Sure, I can do both of them if you want.
I can do one of them, Madam Chair, if you don't mind, Adriana.
Okay. Would you do the items?
I can do items. Let me know when you want me to start. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so we thank you, Bill, for sending the minutes. We're on to minutes approval now. We have the March 7th and the 14th minutes, and the March 21st and the March 28th minutes.
How many minutes, Madam Chair?
We have two meetings that were held, the 7th and the 14th, and then we have two minutes of the opening of the meetings that we had to adjourn because we didn't have quorum on the 25th and the 28th. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant, how many sets of minutes? 10 minutes, sorry.
Madam Chair, I request the floor.
Yes, Carol.
I move the minutes that have been sent to us with any necessary corrections. I move acceptance of the minutes with any necessary corrections.
Is there a second?
Mansoor seconds it.
Okay. Are there any corrections to the minutes?
I don't have the minutes, Madam Chair. I want me marking me like abstention because I don't even have the minutes in front of me. I didn't receive it.
Okay. So after you get them, if you have any corrections, would you please send them to us before the 11th of April?
Yes, I will. Thank you.
Okay. Thank
you. Bill for the stack.
Yes, Bill.
I sent them to Adriana about 5 minutes ago. The agenda's
all
in
right.
Minutes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, are there any corrections to the minutes? Okay, hearing no corrections, the minutes for March 7th and 14th and March 21st and 28th are accepted. Okay, now we're going on to election announcement Q&A for 15 minutes, Adriana. Whose item is this? Is this for Maxie to report on? Or
Maxie requested it, yes.
Okay.
Madam Chair, Adriana?
Yes.
Did we approve an agenda?
This is a special meeting, so
okay.
We don't do agenda approval. But if you would like to, if there's an item on here that you would like to, postpone to later in the agenda, you can do that. We don't have agenda approval for special meetings.
My motion that I sent that belongs, I believe, to these elections be included now in this part of the meeting.
Okay. All right.
That's an emotion, right? Because I think it's out of order.
Parliamentarian for this fact.
Oh, go ahead, Mr. Tatum.
The motion that relates to this particular item on the agenda needs to be introduced after the item has been opened up, question and answers. In other words, during the discussion of this particular item is the time when the motion should be brought up.
Okay.
I have a question.
Yes.
Carol.
Carol.
This meeting was posted for bylaws. I'm not looking at it right now. I'm trying to get there. But it was an agenda as a special meeting, and I thought we had the position that other things could not be added.
Let me see what the calendar says. One second. Okay, today is the 4th. So for the open session, it is to discuss and vote on bylaw amendments and review affiliate status and set draft agenda for the next PNB meeting that seats the 2019 PNB directors, called by Carol Travis, Alex Steinberg, Mansoor Sabah. Purpose to discuss and vote on bylaw amendments and review affiliate status. To discuss and vote on bylaw amendments and review affiliate status and draft agenda for the next PNB meeting that seats the 2019 PNB directors, called by Carol Travis and Alex Steinberg and Mansoor Sabah. So actually, this election announcement is not one of the things that was on the special meeting notice.
William, put a stack back.
Open a second.
William, go ahead.
On the calendar, KPFTX calendar, it does not say special meeting. It says emergency meeting, so we probably should be going through all the agenda routines that we normally go through. Thank you.
Parliamentarian for the staff.
In other words, an agenda still. It's not a special meeting.
Carol for the staff.
Alex for the stack.
Parliamentarian for the staff.
Alex to the staff.
Nancy,
you're muted. Somebody muted Nancy, and I know who that is.
Or else she dropped. Maybe she dropped. Can anybody see if she's dropped?
Can Jen continue to Nancy's back? Since
so,
she's vice chair.
Have you heard anything that I've said?
Nothing.
No. No.
Oh, I've been talking away about... I read the notice. You didn't hear that? You didn't hear me read the notice from the calendar?
We heard that.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what's
all
going
right.
on, but my call is dropped twice tonight, and that's never happened before.
Okay. All right, and I promised I would send Adriana a different telephone number, and I did not. I apologize, Adriana. I'll try to do that during the meeting if you have trouble. Okay, so I read the notice. And the election was not on there. I believe that in the calendar application, I could be wrong, but I don't recall that we have the label special meeting. Maybe we do. Anybody recall?
We don't. That's why
we only have
the choice of regular or emergency. That's our choice.
If you post the special meeting, and the calendar always adds emergency meeting. It should be able to distinguish it, but it doesn't.
So, it is technically a special meeting because it was called, regular meetings are required to have 30 days notice, and this had less than 30 days notice, and I believe the label for emergency meeting, I'm not sure, but I think you can... less than 7 days if it's an emergency meeting, so you don't have to check that either. But if it's less than 7 days, I don't believe it gets the regular label. Anyway, it's a special meeting, even if it's not an emergency. And so we have only those things that were noticed on the notice 7 days ago.
Go for the stack.
Mr. Parliamentarian, I'd like to hear from you on this.
Yes, I wanted the board to know that under Robert's Rules of Order, special meetings and emergency meetings are synonymous. And they are also synonymous when it comes to having the agenda ahead of time that is posted and no other items can be put on the agenda other than those that were noticed with the special / emergency meeting.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Tatum. Okay. I heard a couple people before Bill. I heard, was that Mansoor? I'm sorry. Who was that?
It was Benito.
No, I didn't hear you before Bill. You want to get on the stack after Bill?
Well, I'm not sure about the order. I think I spoke before he did, but however it goes.
Okay. Whoever didn't get their turn before Bill, let me know, and I'll let you go after Bill. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, I don't see any reason not to let Maxie have just a few minutes to give his announcements, and we could skip the Q&A and no motions. But if that's not appropriate, then at least just let him send us his announcements by email. But that would preclude
Maxie
the public getting to hear.
Okay. Okay. Maxie, go ahead.
Yeah, I'll just forward it by email. It's not a problem. I can just make it available by email.
Okay. Thank you. I don't think we can vote on that, on adding that. Is that correct, Mr. Tatum?
Adding what, Madam Chair?
An item that was not on the notice.
That is correct. You cannot add it.
Okay. All right.
Madam Chair,
Benito, your turn. Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would just simply request, I sent in a motion right before the meeting started based on what both yourself and Mr. Tatum have just said. I'll assume that it does not fall within the purview of this. I'm trying to find an appropriate word, and I can't, so I'll just say special meeting. And so I would simply request that could you put that on the agenda for the next regular meeting.
Yes.
Okay. I would imagine that the same thing would happen with any other motions that are not within the scope of this meeting.
Right. Well, if they are requested, if it's requested to be put on them, some of them might be time sensitive and might not be applicable.
Okay, but you'll take...
Yes, Adriana.
Madam Chair, you and everybody saw the two motions that I sent that really sensitive and important because we change is correcting illegal things that are happening in KPFT and happened already at KPFT LSD and are totally illegal, obviously, you cannot remove delegates, you know, without a reason. And you
okay, Adriana, you are arguing your motion.
I'm not arguing. What I'm saying, Madam Chair, is those motions are really important and need to be. I request that those two motions be put at the next PNB meeting. If you cannot talk about that now, but I request you to send those to the council, to the Pacifica Council.
I already sent him the question about it, and I will send him the motion. I haven't done that because I wasn't requested to, but I will send him the motion and tell him that it goes with that question that you had asked me to ask him about.
Okay. So, thank you, Madam Chair.
All right.
Okay, Mr. Chair Benito.
Yes, Benito. What do you have a point of order? What a question?
No, it's a request. No, it's a simple request.
Request for information? All right. What's your request for information?
Yeah, with regard to the motion that I just asked you to put on the next agenda, I had not thought about it, to be honest, but now that Adriana has made her request to the attorney, then I would, I guess, make the same request, because it's also a time-sensitive issue with regard to the election. For the PFW election in particular.
Yeah, right. I'll take a look. Maybe it's already been addressed, or, you know, I don't know. There's a couple of things in the queue for him that he's still to get back to us on. I haven't seen your motion yet, so I'm not sure, you know, if it's already been, that question has already been asked him. But I'll look at that for you, and if appropriate, I will forward it to him. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Let's see. Where are we now? We are not doing item 3. We are on to the review of the affiliate program status, which is 15 minutes.
Thank you.
Okay. Robin says,
and there's a motion to go with that. Okay. Robin, this is your motion, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I'll read the motion. To amend the motion previously adopted on the affiliates program passed by the Pacifica National Board on September 20th, 2018, the Pacifica National Board approved the proposal submitted to the PNB by our executive director on March 22nd, 2019, which I had attached previously, defining our existing affiliates program as a department of the Pacifica National Office and naming it the Pacifica Affiliates Network. The board approves the proposal with the understanding that Ursula Rudenberg will be the general manager of the department and that she has worked with the executive director, Anita, to define the structure and authority she needs to manage the network as defined in the attached proposal. In particular, the PNB affirms the importance of the discrete financial management, accounting, and reporting for the Pacifica Affiliates Network as detailed in the attached proposal and the need for it to be implemented now. As the department becomes fully operational, we expect it will further evolve and that the PNB may take further action to better define the affiliates program. In order to proceed with the organization of the department and with the fiscal year already half over, the PNB now approves the affiliate budget Ursula Rudenberg submitted, attached below as revised in the third tab for April 1st, 2019. This is critical so that the business manager, bookkeeper, can be hired now to work with Nita to implement the proposal. Once full financial data for the entire Pacifica Foundation is provided by Nita in May or 2019 or later, final revision and approval of the Pacific Affiliates Network budget may be made. And then there was a reference to the original motion and, of course, the two adjustments that you've all received. So, Basically, just as far as putting forward the importance of adopting this, you know, basically, Ursula, Larry Danker, and Maxie were able to negotiate, you know, most of what.
Sorry, Robin, one second. Do I have a second on this motion?
Sorry, yeah.
Bill, I'll second.
Okay. All right. Go ahead and continue motivating, Robin.
Okay. As I say, this is what was negotiated out, you know, to replace the, you know, creating it as a unit. And so it seems like everybody is satisfied this will work. Nita is satisfied that it will work. And I think this will allow us to move forward with the improvements to the affiliate network. So I hope that you all vote for it tonight. And I'll answer any questions that you want. So.
Okay, thank you. All right. Are there anyone that would like to speak in favor of this motion?
I'll vote in favor of it. But I totally support it. I wonder if
this is great, Grace. I'll speak in favor of it if nobody else will.
All right. First of all, let me ask before I take debate. Is there any objections to this, to replacing the
yes.
original motion with this motion? Okay.
No.
All right. Go ahead, Grace.
This is Benito.
I think this is an excellent motion. It will facilitate Ursula as the affiliate program director in raising money and in having more control over her affiliate network. And it's been long overdue, and I fully support this motion.
Okay.
Alex, on the
is there anyone that would like to speak? Sorry, Alex, what was that?
I'd like to be on the stack.
Okay.
For the motion.
All right. Benito, were you speaking against the motion?
I wasn't. I don't know enough about the motion to really speak against, to be honest. But I would suggest that I would request that we listen again to the objections to the general idea by our ED, which I thought were very persuasive. I would request that we listen to him before voting on this, is what I'm asking.
Benito,
can I speak in favor of?
One second. I believe that the ED proposed the part of this motion that we're voting on, you know, the thing that he was against was speaking against before was having it be a separate unit. In this case, it's not going to be a separate unit. It's going to be a department with a new name and I don't think that the executive director is against this motion. This motion came out of the discussions of the concerns that the executive director originally raised. So it's a compromise between that. Okay.
Indiana, point of information or request for information, Madam Chair.
What's your request for information, Adriana?
Yes, I don't have the new motion. You said that it's a replacement motion. I received the agenda from Bill, but I don't see that it's the same motion.
This motion was sent by Robin, I believe, over a week ago.
Yes, but it's also part of the agenda. If she scrolls down to page 2, it's on the agenda.
It's on the agenda. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's not the revised one. It's the one that is on the agenda.
Yes.
The revised one is right below the motion. The reference, where it says reference, the original motion changes.
Madam Chair, I was on the stack. May I speak?
Yes, go ahead, Alex.
Okay, well, the original motion came out of the Strategic Planning Committee and was submitted to the PNB. And we subsequently reviewed the original motion in two or three meetings on the Strategic Planning Committee. And the result of it is the amendment that you find before you. And I think it's a fine motion, and I think it's one of the few times in which we were able to reach a compromise in which pretty much all participants got maybe not 100% of what they wanted, but let's say close to 100%. So I fully support this amendment to the original motion. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to speak against, because I would like to amend it to say the PNB resolves to amend a motion previously adopted, blah, 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 and then the rest of it would be the same. So I would like to amend this motion to say the PNB resolves to amend a motion previously adopted, and then the rest would be the same, just to get the resolution part in there.
Second.
Okay.
And then I'd like to be on the stack.
Okay, go ahead.
I'd like the executive director's position on the motion.
Okay. Maxie, would you like to
sure.
on this motion?
Yeah, the bottom line is I had a successful negotiation with Ursula. There was consultation made with Netta in advance of that negotiation with her, which I shared with the board, that illuminated that it wasn't in the best interest of the organization to make it a separate unit. I approached her about how we could support her more effectively based on having Netta as part of our infrastructure and some of the efforts that I would do as executive director to benefit the work that she's doing. She, I think, found that amenable. And we have moved forward with the notion that we're going to put our best foot forward to make the affiliate network a more valuable asset than it is currently. And I think that's in everyone's best interest. So I'm for the motion, and glad that we were able to work it out.
Okay. Is there anyone against? Is there any opposed to my amendment?
I have a request on formation, Madam Chair. That they don't understand.
What's your request for information? Okay. What's your question?
Yes. Here, I'm reading what is in this motion. Something. Talk about being an. In some parts said that it's part of the national office, and in some parts said is a separate business unit with its own budget. I understand that, and it's all separate from the national office.
I can add clearly.
Yes, can you explain that?
Sure, sure. What we're doing is part of the obligation that we have, if we're going to be CPB compliant, is that we need to have discrete accounting. Which simply means that if we get certain grants, that we need to be able to account for that money. Carol, you might want to move.
Okay.
That we need to. We need to be able to offer discrete accounting for those monies. And so one of the concerns Ursula had was that she felt she wasn't able to guarantee donors and even stations, that if she got money from them, that it would be used for the affiliates program. By emphasizing Netta's ability to implement discrete accounting, she now has an assuredness that that won't, what has been done in the past in terms of dipping into her reserves won't be taking place in the future. Furthermore, she remains a department within the foundation's national office, so she'll benefit from that proximity and working with me and Wandrin and any other aspects. Netta, of course, she'll have the benefit of our HR services and all the things that actually the whole network has, but she's not a separate unit. She's a division. We're renaming it a network, and I'm going to be working with her more closely to maximize the opportunity that the affiliates network represents. But the key piece here is the discrete accounting.
I now have a question.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Jackson. I have another question that is not clear.
Could you wait until... wait, Adriana, wait. Take your turn, please. All right, wait. Carol has a question first, and then you. Go ahead, Carol.
Thank you. I know that Pacifica's costs support the affiliates network, and so I'm. Is there going to be a central services?
Robin can answer that.
I think right now that the amount of revenue from the affiliates is not significant, but at various moments in the past it has been, and in some sense I always thought that the affiliates were both partners but also rentors, and that the money was not just to service the affiliates but to support Pacifica's capacity to service them. That's my question.
Robin, you want to try that?
Yeah, well, first of all, there's $44,000 paid to central services. It's a percentage of the total budget. So that's there right to start out with.
Is that
and then
the year
she's showing
or a month?
That's for the
year.
That's a year. That's, you know, it's a 20, I think it's 20% of the total budget. So that pays for what the services that are provided by Nita and Maxi and so forth. And then in addition, she's showing, I think it's $35,000 net profit, which, you know, in approving the budget, at, you know, when it's finalized and we have all the financials, how that's used either as a reserve for the affiliates program or part of it going to the national office, that's up to the national office and PMD to decide. So Ursula has always said that she has no problem with giving profits to the national office. That's not the issue that she's worried about. What she's worried about is this discrete accounting, when she gets a grant for a specific purpose, that's not going to get dipped into, and that she can report that to her donors. So that's the answer.
Great, thanks.
Madam Chair, the last question is about the...
go ahead.
Something mentioned something about for April 1st, 2019, they're talking about the affiliate budget that is included, said as, I don't know where that is, because I didn't receive it, obviously. I don't know if other director received it, but I didn't. Where is the proposed budget?
That was sent with Robin's original notice of this motion.
And the budget
I can
there?
Send it to you again.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Robin. Okay.
Adrian. Time, Madam Chair. Time for this issue.
Okay. All right. I don't quite have this right. This is actually a substitute motion. Is there any objection to me withdrawing my amendment that I just made?
I don't object, and I seconded. I don't object.
Another one. So, Mr. Tatum, could you help me with this? It should say something like the PNB resolves to substitute a motion previously adopted with the following motion.
Madam Chair, the preamble, which are the whereas clauses, should state something like, whereas the original motion said X, Y, and Z, whereas the original motion did not consider such and such and such, whereas the original motion did not speak to XYZ issue. Therefore, be it resolved that, and then that's when you, the resolving clause is where you put the actual motion that the board would be voting on. That's what I had in mind when I said put this motion in resolution form. That's what I meant.
I see.
And I know a lot of the board members are very good at doing that. I've seen your work. I've seen people write out resolutions.
I'm sorry that I'm a new board member and I'm not very good at that. So.
Me neither. We neither, Robin. I'm asking for it. So, let's see. Something like, whereas the previous motion adopted, blah, 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 renegotiated.
Deficient or something.
I don't want to call it deficient. It was.
It didn't take into account that the affiliates wanted to separate themselves. You know, I don't know. It's up to the board what you want to say in the.
How about fail to take into account some of the issues?
It's up to the board. It's completely up to the board.
Okay. Yeah, I think that would work. I would say didn't take into account some issues that were subsequently resolved with a new agreement.
Some issues. Period. Therefore.
Therefore. Okay. Sorry. Oh, I've got it.
That's not me coughing.
It's me. I got a peanut or something in my throat. Okay. Excuse me.
Mr. Tatum, is it all that we have to do is just say the PNB board resolves to amend the motion? Is that sufficient to meet the Robert's Rules of Order, or do we have to have all the whereases and all that?
No, you don't. You don't have to have them at all, or you could just have one whereas clause. But the main point I think that the chair was making is that you want to substitute your motion for the original motion, and if your resolving clause, your motion, states something better than the original motion, I think you could just leave it there. You don't have to. It's not really required to put it in resolution form. You could just end up with a one motion and leave it at that. It's okay.
Yes, William for the second
wording. Yeah.
I would yield to the board to put the exact wording of the motion.
Okay. Here's what I propose. PNB, the PNB resolves to amend, to substitute a motion previously.
Yeah,
adopted,
William, I'm sorry. I have to interrupt.
With the following, resolution that takes into account, this is not previously considered. Okay, and then it'll say the board resolves to approve the proposal. The new proposal with the understanding, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so I'm sending this to you now, and if that's okay.
Madam Chair, timekeeper, we pass. I told you when was time. We passed 9 minutes already. The time for this
motion. Right. Could I have an extension? Could someone? Thank you. Could I get an extension of time for 5 minutes on this item?
So moved.
Is there any objection? All right. Thank you. Okay. Here it comes. Okay.
Yeah, William, for the stack, please.
Yes, William.
Yeah, your the Roberts Rules procedure for this is called rescind and replace. I think it would be a lot simpler to follow that kind of protocol. And then I have something to say about the budget. The budget should go through Finance Committee. Not just the PNB. Even though the Finance Committee is sending single budgets through, and they shouldn't, this all should be compiled and evaluated at the Finance Committee level. Thanks.
Maxie Tisch back on that.
Thank you. Okay. Maxie?
Recognize that, and I'm not saying you're wrong, you actually may be right, but the way this is set up, the affiliate's budget is still a subset of the national office's budget. So I don't know if it needs to be approved in the way that you're articulating, but if so, I certainly have no problem with that. I just wanted to make sure that it was understood that they're not a unit like the stations. This is her having a discrete budget within the context of the national office.
Robin, to this deck too.
Go ahead, Robin.
Yeah, I mean, the real concern is that we have a very, very good bookkeeper who is willing to be expanded to a manager, and he's be getting all kinds of job offers, and Ursula does not want to lose him. It's really important that we implement this budget. Already a half a year has gone by arguing over, you know, these details, and, you know, there's no objection, as far as I know, from Maxie to the budget. No one has really objected to any details of the budget. And again, in the motion, it says when we bring in our financials, it still can be revised, but, you know, let's let the affiliates go forward with this. You know, implicit in Maxie's proposal is the steps that you're talking about, but that should be in the future when there's, you know, financial for the whole of Pacifica and so forth. This is kind of, you know, it's been held up since really from last September to get this discrete accounting and everything set up. So it's just a matter of the budget shows, you know, a healthy gain. It shows money to the national office. I think that, in all fairness, we should approve it.
Request for information, Adriana?
Yes, Adriana? Yes, Adriana? Can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes. What's your question?
My request for information is, did I hear, Robin, you say something about the somebody that need to be that they don't want to lose? We are talking about hiring people. Is it normal hiring with the EEOC requirements, or is something that is already cooked there? Or is, I don't understand
is,
that.
It's an existing employee, and it was just expanding that person's hours, basically. But he's a very skilled accountant and has worked out very well, and he needs to make, you know, a living wage. So that's what we're talking about. And so, you know, either get him now or we'll lose him, basically, to some other job offer. So I really hope that doesn't happen.
Okay, so did you get my substitute motion?
Yeah, I mean, Robin says it's fine, except I guess it says the PNB resolves to substitute. There's some two letters missing, but otherwise it's fine.
Okay, I'll, could you correct that spelling error, Bill, if we pass this?
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so is there any objection to the substitute motion? Okay.
Madam Chair, I don't know enough about this issue. I want to to abstain in this vote. Thank you.
Yeah, William.
Yeah.
Yes, William.
Yeah, I object to the finance part of it. As I said, this budget, and since it's only part of the national office budget, the entire national office budget needs to go through the finance committee and be processed. And we shouldn't be just approving, oh, this little part of the budget, which is really only part of the national office. That's very strange. Thanks.
Max, you put back on that.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just again, maybe I'm not understanding you properly. What I'm trying to imply is just as the P&O budget needs to be looked at and approved by the finance committee, the budget for the affiliate network would be a part of that budget. So I'm just saying I don't think we have to tease it out as a separate document for the finance committee to review. It'll be part of the P&O's budget. Does that make it any different to you or not? Maybe I'm just not understanding what you're saying or having an objection to. We're still going to have it reviewed by the finance committee. It'll be reviewed as part of the P&O budget. That's all.
And so this is William. That's the way it should go. If you were addressing me,
and that's the way it should go.
We don't need to approve a budget now. That's part of some part of everything else.
Gotcha. So do you understand that, Rob?
Is that there's no national budget either. You know, right now. So we're basically flying in the blind with everything. Ursula needs to know that she can go forward. If we're going to implement this proposal, she needs to be able to go forward with it. And she's been waiting since September. So there's been plenty of time for the finance committee to look at her budget. She sent her budget out at least a month ago. So, you know, it's not
like
it's been a secret.
What we can do just to make this work, and I respect the concerns on both parts, what we can do is submit that budget for the finance committee to review in their next session. And hopefully they'll approve it right away. Do you know when that meeting is, William?
The finance committee meets next Tuesday.
Perhaps. Does that make sense? Because that should resolve it, I would imagine, unless there's a problem with it.
This is Catherine. May I be on the staff?
And Benito.
All right. First of all, I would like this substitute motion. I believe there were no objections, and we're back to the main motion. Is that correct? Were there any objections to the substitute? If you want to object to the budget part, you would object to the. You could do that by objecting to the main motion. So, could we just say no objections to the substitute?
Madam Chair Benito, I don't necessarily object, but I want to abstain. I'm not clear on this.
Okay. All right. So, Bill, take the vote on the substitute motion, please.
Okay, hold on. Get my papers here. Take the vote?
No, take the vote right now. You can ask.
Okay, this is Nancy's substitute question. Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Grace votes yes. Gary Bost?
Yes.
Gary votes yes. Adriana Casanave?
I don't understand part. I cannot vote.
Okay, Adriana's not voting. Robin Collier?
Yes.
Alder votes yes. Chris Corey?
Yes.
Chris votes yes. Bill Crozier votes yes. Joseph Davis, are you on the call? He's still not here. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Catherine votes yes. Benito Diaz?
Abstain.
Benito abstains. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Jan votes yes. William Heerwagen?
Abstain.
William abstains. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Sabrina votes yes. Dwayne Lark? I guess he's not on the call. Ken Laufer? Can't hear you, Ken. Tony Leon, are you
yes.
on the call?
Yes,
oh,
yes.
Okay, Ken votes yes. Thank you. Okay. And I guess Tony's not on the call. Mansoor Sabah?
Yes.
Mansoor votes yes. And, Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alex votes yes. Carol Travis? Can't hear you, Carol. Tom Voorhees?
Yes, yes. Yes. Can you hear me?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, Carol and Tom both. Yeah, Carol and Tom both vote yes. Muscular Washington?
Abstain.
Muscular abstains. Okay, I didn't hear from Joseph or Dwayne.
Dwayne abstain.
Dwayne abstain. Okay, thank you. All right, I'll mark you present. Oh, sorry, you came in late. I remember that.
So you hadn't marked me present already?
No, but I got to do now. Thank you. Let me count.
Got it.
You have 13 yes, 4 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
13.
Chair abstains. It'll be 13 yes, 5 abstentions.